T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, congrats to the Golden State Warriors. They win last night in Miami. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. But it felt like more of a reprieve, almost like an exhale for a Warriors team that is so dangerously close to just missing the entire playoffs, play-in, all of it completely, Perloff, which would be a shock considering I think we thought that after the Warriors won the title 2 years ago, they were going to be able to extend this sort of late prime of Steph Curry, and that is not looking like the case.
I think they got lucky 2 years ago.
Wow.
I think the rest of the West was not quite ready, and now there's just way too many contenders. Even if they make it in as the number 10, and then it'd be great if they play the Lakers. Oh, my God. I see this team as completely non-dangerous in the postseason, which is crazy to say about a Steph Curry team. You know, they did beat Miami, but they've been losing a lot lately. And there's really no excuse. They have their guys. This team, as constituted, first of all, they're small. That's obvious. That's a big problem. But I just think, I don't know if it's age taking its toll. I don't know if it's chemistry. I don't know if it's Chris Paul is not what they thought he was going to be, and he's showing his age. They're just not a dangerous team to me in any way.
I mean, if this was all really leaning and balancing on Chris Paul, I think that's flawed to begin with, because then you're asking another older player who has been inconsistent over the last couple of years to what, magically find something that you're seeing what you want to see there. And I think that's what's been going on with the Warriors. It's like the older players have not been consistent. You're talking about Klay, you're talking about Draymond. I mean, Curry's still Curry. And then the younger players are still proving that they're just not as ready, I think, as we thought they were going to be. I thought this was going to be Last Dance vibes. I thought they were going to put it all together and sort of last hurrah. And instead, they gave Steve Kerr this massive extension, and they gave Draymond a lot of money to stick around. I don't understand. If they miss the playoffs now, I mean, what does this look like next year? Like, if you don't think they have a run in them, and I don't either, what kind of changes? Like, can you still win and get one more title out of this Curry team?
No way. I mean, Kuminga's actually playing really well right now, but even so, there's not enough firepower there. If they don't win this year, which I don't think they are, they're the 10 seed right now.
Yeah, and Houston is gaining on them fast.
No, there's no... I can't see the scenario where they're going to get a player. Honestly, this is not really their fault, but I think they needed to reload in that Jonathan Wiseman draft and build another contender there, and he didn't turn out to be a great player. They took number 2 overall. I just don't see the cavalry coming, and I think Curry's going to play out the rest of his career there without another title. Does that sound premature? I just don't see. I mean, you obviously have so many good teams in the West. You have Denver is already at the top, and Minnesota and Oklahoma City and the Pels and all these young teams who are building really strong teams. I do not see the Warriors getting to the finals again with Steph Curry.
There's another part of this, too. And again, they won last night in Miami. So you want to, like, you know, coming off of a win. But this conversation still deserves to be had and still has merit, even if they beat a shorthanded Miami Heat team last night, which is they look exhausted, don't they? I mean, think about how the beginning of the year started also with Draymond Green having to, you know, leave the team for over a month because he had to, you know, get some counseling and get some help. It just feels, and he came back, into his credit, has been fine, but it just feels exhausting. Like it does feel like the end.
I think I differ a little bit. I think their personnel is not that good. I just don't think they're built like a great team. You could afford to be small 2 years ago. You really can't. Look at these playoffs. You're going to have to go up against Anthony Davis in the play-in. And then if you get past that, you're going to have Kevin Durant. And then eventually you're going to have Jokic. I just don't see the Warriors be able to beat a tall team like that. So I don't, exhaustion, chemistry problems, whatever. I just don't think they have the firepower. Clay's actually playing, doing really well.
Well,
last
night he played well.
He's been actually the second half of the season. He's been like kind of like Clay again. So I think that it's just this style that they play worked for many, many years. But if you just sort of take 10% away from these outside players, I mean, they're going to get killed in the paint in the playoffs. Draymond talks a big game, and there's just no way he's going to be able to handle the Jokic or the Jokic's of the world.
The other part is, you know, the antics are coming back. I mean,
last night he had a pretty hard foul.
I'm just saying, like, I know that he had to get counseling and things like that, but, you know, you've seen other players, like, he hasn't changed anything, right? It doesn't feel like he's changed a lot. This was one thing that stood out to me that Steve Kerr said. Now, this was after their loss the other night against Minnesota. And Steve Kerr was talking about Curry and how they kind of staggered his minutes a little bit more. I think he sat for like a 5-minute stretch in the third quarter. And Kerr, think about this, noted that Curry has gone through a lot in recent weeks, from his all-star duties to his 3-game absence after tweaking his ankle to a 35-minute stint Friday against the Pacers. The Warriors do put a lot of weight on the 36-year-old shoulders. I'm reading that from The Athletic. The All-Star festivities? I mean, this sounds like something you would say about the Eagles still having a, you know, Super Bowl hangover because, you know, the dry heat in Arizona somehow affected them in the next November. The All-Star festivities?
That sounds like an excuse.
Yes, it does. Yeah. It sounds ridiculous. And it sounds like you're grasping. And it just sounds like, again, when I say they sound exhausted, these are weird excuses.
I don't know if you have the talent to even win this thing. I don't know. We were discussing before, how did they win it 2 years ago? I look back at that team, they're going to feel like a one-off champion.
But that's not fair because they had a dynasty.
No, this is a great team. But I feel like we saw that championship and it was great. But it kind of feels like the Rams winning with Matthew Stafford to me. Like, you know, they didn't have the young guys to come in and sort of keep that dynasty going. It feels like, I know Kuminga is a very nice player, but what else you got here? Is there any way
Andrew
this all
Wiggins
comes together?
Sort of went away, you know?
He's played okay. I mean,
yeah, but like the next year he like disappeared, you know, and he had personal things, and that's, you know, everyone has to take care of their business. I totally get it. But there were a couple things about that particular run that changed really fast after the fact.
We talked about Jordan Poole not there anymore. Maybe he'd be a good bench scorer. I mean, that's where we're at.
I mean, would he have any teeth left? How many times would Draymond have punched him in the face?
I don't mean
to make light of that.
I don't know. It just feels like a team that it's surprising to me. I'm a gigantic Steph Curry fan. It feels like it's him or bust still. It's felt that way since the title. Like, they're just way too dependent on Curry. And now that Curry is not having a great run right now.
Well, and he's got the tweaked ankle, as Kerr said. Yeah. Now, that's real, right? That's something, the All-Star festivities. I did not love that excuse.
Also, the Warriors have always been a decent defensive team, right? Don't they? Everyone thinks of them as a great outside shooting team. Then they have, I don't follow the defensive efficiency numbers, but I've seen that stat before. And I heard the other day that their defense is kind of at an all-time low for this little run, that they're not playing defense effectively. Regardless, so what happens here? I say that they do make the play-in over Houston, and then they don't get out of the play-in tournament.
I think they're going to miss it. And I think one of the reasons, and you're welcome to call us at 855-212-4CBS. I mean, I want to double down on my Last Dance opinion, but I just don't think that's realistic right now. Don't forget this thing about the Rockets. The Rockets, you know, really young team, but Ime Udoka, who's their head coach, did something similar with Boston, where how the season started was really dicey. How they ended was amazing. It was a trip to the finals. He's doing a mini version of that with Houston. This is not going to end in a finals appearance for the Rockets, but you're seeing, like, he kind of breaks down a team and then builds them back up. At least that's what it looks like from the outside. And it seems like you're looking at the fruits of that here at the end of the season, where they've won, what, 9 in a row?
Show bet. I'll take the Warriors. You want to go against me? You take the Rockets?
To get in?
They play on April 5th. It should be fun.
Well, one thing about this Rockets-Warriors race, Rockets' fifth toughest schedule left, according to Tankathon. Warriors 26th.
Does it matter? I mean, the Warriors lose to teams they shouldn't lose to on paper. So that doesn't scare me that much.
I feel like the Warriors will have a sense of urgency toward the end.
This is the end. I know they won last night. This is the end. There's 10 games left.
Yeah, I think that you're going to see. All right, show bet. You have one game, so I don't know how we handicap this. I'm very confident the Warriors make it over the Rockets.
All right. I think the Warriors are going to miss the play-in. They'll miss it all.
What are the stakes?
We have a lot going on around that time. You realize this is, what'd you say, April 5th? That's April, a Thursday?
April 14th is the last day of the regular season.
No, but when do they play each other?
April 4th in Houston.
Okay, what day of the week is that? WrestleMania
is Thursday.
The 6th?
Yeah, so that's a Thursday.
Okay.
But the bet is who makes the playoffs.
Oh, okay. So I was going to say, we've got so many plates that we're spinning in the air here when it comes to what's going on with us with WrestleMania. We'll have more updates on that next week. How many show bets are we going to stack on top of each other? But yes, this bet is officially accepted.
The other interesting thing about this as well is that is the first of a back-to-back with the Mavericks after that. So Rockets, Mavericks next night. So the rest of the schedule may be easy. But if you get swept in the Texas twosome there, that's going to be crushing for them, probably.
No doubt. 855-212-4CBS. Good note. Rich is in California, wants to talk about the Warriors. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. Old, slow, and small have not won too many basketball championships from my point. They're at the end of the string, and either way, they're playoff fodder. And the chances of a championship are going away. Maybe with a little luck, you know, they might let them all retire at one time.
Well,
but that's pretty much it.
I mean, all retire. Rich, I get it. You said what, old, slow, and small. I mean, they're not retiring. I mean, Steph, Draymond, I don't know what's going to happen with Clay next year, but I think they still want Steph and Clay and Steve Kerr. Let's not forget his part of this core. For years to come.
Years.
At least 2 to 3.
Okay, that sounds reasonable.
Do you think Steph Curry couldn't play till 40? LeBron's playing till 40. Why not?
Yeah, I agree with Curry. I don't know about Clay.
Or Draymond.
I mean, I love Steph, just like Pearl does. I want to see him on a new team. Like, we got to be real here.
He can't be on another team.
If he wants to get to 5 championships and match Magic, he's not doing it on this team. He's not.
Where do you want to see him?
That's interesting.
Do not say the Knicks.
No, we got Brunson. We're good with that. okay. Honestly, Dallas.
To play with Luka, I thought you were going to say that. Is that right?
Ugh.
I don't know if I like that.
Luka, because, you know, to go off of the fairy tale land that Perloff lives where Steph Curry's actually a shooting guard, there he can actually be a shooting guard.
How's he going to shoot when the ball is in Luka's hand 90% of the time?
Averages like almost 10 assists, so he can
The highest usage player in the history of the
NBA.
Right,
and then he'll be throwing the ball to Steph Curry. So you'll have, instead of him throwing the ball to these other guys, and Kyrie Irving's pretty good, he's played well there.
But why you have Steph Curry late and Kyrie Irving?
But he's Steph Curry. And I think when you get to the playoffs and you think about more reliability, I think I would like to see that.
Interesting.
Dallas does make big moves.
Another
team
I would say, and I don't want to see this because I'm a Knicks fan, but it'll be good for this team. Cleveland has the assets, I think, to get a guy like Steph Curry.
Yeah. I wonder, that's a legacy thing, though.
He was born in Akron.
Right, but that's LeBron's franchise. I think they have a bigger rivalry personally than we sort of, they acknowledge it sometimes on the outside. I do think there's a they might be friends or whatever, but I do think there's a healthy rivalry
but
there.
But imagine he went to LeBron's franchise and won the same amount of rings as LeBron. Uh-huh. You want to talk about one up in LeBron?
Maybe that's the petty king right there.
Right.
I will do a triple show bet that Steph Curry retires a Warrior. He's not going to Cleveland. He's in the crown jewel of the NBA in that new stadium. He's not leaving Golden State. Those other guys, maybe. No way.
I mean, I'm not saying it will happen. I'm saying it should. He should want to leave.
What about the Lakers? I mean, wouldn't that be the natural one?
This is corny. Oh, come on, Lakers.
I'm just saying.
How many times are you going to see some guy at the end of his career try to get another ring at the Lakers? No, let's spice it up.
I don't know.
Not happening. He is staying in Golden. He's retiring at Golden State.
I always thought that, but I always think that about athletes, and then I see them in other uniforms.
Guys don't do this. Most guys don't do, and I know he says he wants to do this, and he's the king of, you know, the Bay Area, so he... It's more likely than not, obviously, that he will. But You guys are talking about can they win a championship. I don't know if they ever make the playoffs again with Steph Curry there. That's how bad this is. The Western Conference is not getting any easier. We could say maybe these young teams are ripe for the picking now, and maybe they are. They will not be next year or the year after that, the year after that.
Yeah, these the teams, OKCs, yeah, the Minnesota.
The Anthony Edwards, the Shai Gilgeouses, the Lucas, these guys ain't going nowhere.
So you're saying
Zion, like he's never beaten those guys.
So he's accepting a trade to go to Cleveland or Indianapolis, really?
I didn't say Indianapolis.
Well, I'm just saying,
Dallas. That's where I'd want to see him.
So he has the same problem. He's stuck in the West with all these young players.
No, but that's better. It's better than the team he has. Look at the team. Do you think he's ever seriously contending with Draymond Green and Klay Thompson as his second and third best players?
Listen,
there's no chance.
I think he's signing off on Draymond's extension. I think that he's also. I don't know. Steph isn't out there about like being the puppeteer or the puppet master of these teams. But I don't think they're making a move without him signing off, especially not the Draymond extension.
Well, that's the other problem. I think Steph's gotten a little bit into his GM mode, and he was the one that apparently said give Steve Kerr this extension. I don't know what he did with Draymond, but I would expect that he wanted Draymond back.
But Steve Kerr, I mean, if Steve Kerr wants to stay there, they're not moving on from Steve Kerr. That's insane.
I love Steve Kerr. He's not done a great job this year. And what's Steve Kerr coaching in the next 2-3 years? He's not coaching a contender. We got to wake up. This team sucks.
It's not Steve Kerr's fault. The team's not that talented.
Right. But my point, though, is if you are going to try to shake this thing up and figure it out, it's not going to be with Steve Kerr coaching these guys.
Right.
Either Steve Kerr had to go on and you need to get another coach in there who can try to get something out of this, or you need to keep Steve Kerr and get rid of those other old guys.
But
they did both. This is why they are the way they are.
This is why I thought that this was going to be Kerr's last dance, is because he himself said that Phil Jackson always told him it's, 10 years and then you wear out your welcome. Right.
And
then your message
gets
stale. Yeah. Or maybe it was 8.
Yeah.
Something like that. Knowing Phil Jackson was the exact amount of years that he's wherever
he was.
The years
I won a championship are the years that you need to quit.
Yeah, that's when you get out. And we're there. I mean, it's been a heck of a run. I think that's a good poll question. 855-212-4CBS. Should Steph Curry ask for a trade?
Oh my God. If anybody votes yes on that, and then we're not basketball friends.
Or do you think Steph Curry will play on another team before he retires?
What's the big deal about Steph Curry playing for
them? He's not KD or LeBron. I mean, he's not weak.
This would be nothing like KD or LeBron. Steph has won 4 titles.
The ring chase?
He's won 4 titles with one team where he's carried them. This is something totally different.
It sounds like a ring chasing move.
Right, but Kevin Durant and LeBron James were joining teams in their primes and saying, hey, I need to find a team that's good. Well, Steph Curry, he's 36. He's not going to be playing until he's 42, 43. If he's going to get another ring, it's going to have to be somewhere else. And for me, I want to see Steph Curry playing in meaningful playoff basketball. He's not doing it on his team.
Yeah, 855-212-4CBS. All right, let's put the poll question up about Steph Curry, his future. A show bet was made during this segment. I no longer think the Warriors are making the playoffs, play in, whatever.
That'd be juicy. I need a little reason to watch this last 10 games.
I probably should have looked at their ending schedule before I made this one. I'm seeing Hornets. I'm seeing Spurs. I'm not liking. But, you know, Mavericks.
Hey, the Spurs won the other day without Wemby. They can be dangerous.
Sure. Jeremy Sohan going to drop 30 every time.
I mean, Spurs maybe a little better without Wemby on the court. Just saying.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. See you guys on the phones. We'll get back to your calls in just one moment. We will do some very important show business next. Don't move.
Lines are being drawn here on the Maggie and Perloff show. Maggie and I have a new show bet. Who will make the playoffs, the Warriors or the Houston Rockets? I skew old. I'm going Golden State Warriors. Maggie says the Rockets catch them. They're one game behind right now. And then we were just discussing, EJ thinks that Steph Curry should request a trade, which it hurt my heart as a basketball fan, because Steph Curry is not like LeBron and KD. He is not a ring chaser. He is a ring creator. I said it. 36 years old. I'm not sure how they ever build this team again, but you can't leave Golden State and go to the Lakers or the Mavs. That would be so weak.
Yeah, but that's what we say about, you know, people couldn't imagine Tom Brady in a different uniform. It was a little different. I think the Patriots wanted to move on from Brady, which turned out to be a mistake. But we always say that we can't imagine these guys in other uniforms, and then it happens. You know, sometimes you have success. Sometimes not.
Yeah, Emmitt Smith is ending his career as a Cardinal. I know what you're talking about.
This feels Joe Montana with the Chiefs made the playoffs, you know.
different. Yeah, but Joe Montana had Steve Young behind him. It was a different situation. I just don't. I can't picture Steph in another uniform. And I think Steph feels the same way. There's a lot of value being the face of Golden State. Going 1 year in Dallas. Yeah.
Ashton is in Youngstown, Ohio. Hey, Ashton, how are you?
How are you?
Ashton, you there, pal?
Yeah, good about you.
Okay. You have a thought on Steph Curry?
Yeah. I think when you were talking about the Cavs, what would the Cavs even trade him for? They got Garland and they got Metro right now. What would he even give up for him?
I'd give up.
It would have to be Mitchell.
Or Garland.
Can we give up Mitchell?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Where's the Mitchell thing trending? Because is this trending towards he's going to be signing another contract with Cleveland or likely no?
Okay. I don't know. I just think a lot of cast would be broken if he gets traded.
Donovan Mitchell already?
Yes.
All right.
If you ever go to a Cavs game, because personally I'm a big Cavs fan, it's literally electric when Mitchell gets the ball. It's different when Garland gets the ball. It's like when Cavs fans got LeBron and Kyrie, like they're like, I don't know, they get star players.
Okay.
Not very common when team gets a star player, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, he got traded there.
Yeah.
Ashton, thanks so much for the phone call. I don't know if you want to like give me the trade proposal. I don't know. That feels like a little more Cleveland sports talk. But, I mean, it's just a place that EJ was saying that he thought Steph could go. I don't think Steph ends his career in Cleveland because I don't think he steps on LeBron's corner in that way.
You can't
not there, but he's obviously the most associated with that team.
You can't have Darius Garland and Steph Curry on the same backcourt. You couldn't cover anybody, right? They're way too small.
Garland's the guy's getting traded in a Steph Curry.
Yeah, definitely. And I kind of, Steph and Mitchell, I'm watching that game.
Right.
ten times out of ten.
That's why I said that.
But would Mitchell not have to be in the trade? You don't think,
I don't think
you're Golden State?
Oh, definitely give away Mobley. I'm not
fan. I think they could swing it. Now, the problem they have is they gave up so many picks for Mitchell.
Steph Curry's not letting any of this happen. He dictates. You guys said it yourselves. Like, he dictates what's going to happen with that franchise. There's no way he's getting traded to Cleveland. He would not let that happen in a million years.
855-212-4CBS.
Real question. Is there a place you think he would want to go?
No, I think he wants to end his career in Golden State.
They stink.
Right, not Charlotte.
If Charlotte is a better run franchise, maybe there's an appeal about going home because he's still so associated with Charlotte.
He's an entrepreneur. He likes the Bay Area. It's pretty out there.
What about Miami?
Ooh.
I mean, isn't that where every aging superstar should go?
Right. Is that where every old person retired goes to retire, right?
Yeah, right, in South Florida. He'd just really be following the national trends.
You know, he is obsessed with golf.
He loves golf.
Oh, you threw out Miami.
And he loves culture, too.
Big culture guy. Okay, Pete has a rundown for us. If he was producing the LeBron James J.J. Redick podcast where they get together and drink a lot of wine and talk about basketball in a very in-depth way, Pete Bilotti says he doesn't want to hear LeBron James talk about basketball.
No, don't care about it whatsoever.
Heaven forbid. The Pete Bilotti, if you were producing J.J. Redick's podcast with LeBron James, what would be their first topic?
Well, all right. I have three rundowns here.
Give us three shows. Give us a nibble.
I'll give you the random show in the nightclub. All right. So J.J. and LeBron go do a remote in a nightclub.
Okay.
And it's a very song-oriented show. So they have to sing a random song out of a hat every break. So they're both singing like we did before.
Okay.
They have many guests because it's a remote. So you have Dua Lipa on, and then we're gonna have the band like Oates from Hall and Oates,
okay.
And we're gonna have Garfunkel from Simon and Garfunkel
with LeBron and J.J. Redick
in a nightclub
singing
with Dua Lipa.
Right. Right.
It's just crazy enough to work.
That's right. That's the exact point of the whole thing. The exact point is to put them out of their, take them out of their element and do something different. Because I don't want to hear them talk about the ins and outs of the NBA. Fine, great, wonderful. I want to hear something different.
You want to hear them sing?
Yes.
I will say this. Maybe my favorite or second favorite LeBron commercial is him singing Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper.
Right. Mm.
That is an awesome commercial.
Right.
I have to hand it to you. It's interesting because I think it takes real creativity to actually come up with an idea worse than the actual J.J. LeBron podcast. But Dua Lipa.
It's just one of three rundowns that he has. Another one later on
in the show. This is in 20 minutes, and I'm coming off the top of my head. But you know what? I will swap out Dua Lipa because I'm a good producer. I would swap out for Cyndi Lauper.
All right.
Put Cyndi Lauper on.
I like it. So karaoke. Like it's a LeBron's karaoke night.
Right. Yeah.
That is something. That'd be cool.
You want the masked singer, just no masks.
Right.
Right.
I think there's a side idea in there too. The pattern of half of well-known groups,
right?
Just Oates, just Garfunkel,
right?
You could probably do a podcast like that.
Yeah,
just pick one side of a duo.
See, things start; they grow from the initial.
Yeah, we're spitballing here.
Amazon literally just paid $400 million for LeBron's karaoke night.
Right,
as we're speaking, you kidding me? They would jump on that idea in 2 seconds.
It's actually going to be halftime of every Thursday night football game. Is actually a weird crossover where LeBron sings karaoke.
That's right,
with Cyndi Lauper.
Look, I mean, it gets you talking. I'm telling you.
Did you see LeBron last night? He was peak obnoxious LeBron on the sideline.
What was that outfit?
I don't know.
You just say that about an NBA player. I mean, we'll be here all day.
He's LeBron, though. Like, and I love varsity jackets, but that one was weird. And then he had a red hat.
Well, where's Waldo? He was coming on the court to scream at Rui Hachimura at one point.
Yeah, that was weird. And then he did the count whenever Giannis was at the free throw line, he was doing the count.
Well, that I'm okay with. Let's hurry it up here.
I mean, the count, like
no, it's just to get in Giannis's head.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, and also Giannis, let's pick it up. I mean, the pace.
Well, Giannis can't. He obviously has that free throw problem where he can't get it going. I don't think LeBron was trying to help Giannis. I think he was trying to make him even more nervous, and it totally worked.
Two free throws. The count.
I know. Okay, let's... Bogish. Okay, we'll get to our one-hit wonder stuff in a little bit. Andrew Bogish has headlines. Of course that's more important, Bogish. I would never presume that our bracket of one-hit wonders, round of 32 in the cruising region, could ever be more important than what you have to say.
Well, not the cruising region. The weddings region would have gone before
then,
me.
Then I don't know.
Let me add on to the Ohtani conversation you guys had last hour. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said yesterday there's an added bonus to removing Ippe Mizuhara from the clubhouse. It has taken away a buffer, quote, buffer between Ohtani and his teammates. Rogers says Shohei has been more engaging with the other Dodgers over the last 2 days and, quote, there's only upside with that.
Spin on spin on spin on spin.
It's not like he's getting dressed in another stadium. He's in the same locker room.
We've already seen it in the last couple days. He's way more engaged with his teammates. It's like, yeah, because he probably has to feel like he has to make up for the fact that they're all underwater with this, with this scandal.
You guys are so cynical. I'm Team Shohei. Guy's a victim of theft, and you're making him out to be the bad guy.
There could be another easier explanation for this, which is just you guys all just took a trip to South Korea. These are generally team building things, and he's with a whole new team, so he's getting to know these guys. But let's spin it some more.
Pretty likable team, too. I mean, everybody likes Mookie Betts.
So here's the thing, though. I actually believe this report, which is actually worse.
I do, too.
Because I think that he was doing his superstar stuff. He was not talking to anybody, doing his own thing. And now that he's in trouble, he's like, oh, hey, guys. Hey, what you guys up to?
Oh, so
like,
he's a phony.
Oh, this is what anybody who gets in trouble, this and is involved in a team concept or a group concept, this is playbook number one.
Yeah, you got to humble yourself.
Right, humble yourself, make you look like, hey, I'm just one of the guys. He's definitely doing this, which is why I rolled my eyes. He's starting to become a little unlikable, which is crazy.
Get out of here.
I love Shohei Ohtani.
Well, get out of here. Dave Roberts said
this. He might bet on baseball, bro. What do you mean get out of here?
There's nothing to grab onto about him being unlikable except for the betting on baseball thing. And even if he did that, I don't even care. Even if he bet on baseball, he's still so cool to watch. I pray he doesn't get suspended.
But I'll say this, too. The team building is very important. They should all gather together and go to Harris and relax and enjoy
maybe
the buffet.
Maybe not right now.
Enjoy the buffet, and get a load off. You know, that the regular season is going to be a treacherous journey for them, especially when they lose in the first round. So, just get all the bugs out of the system.
Yeah, they might. You know what? They might win 103 games instead of 106 this year. I mean, they are the Dodgers.
But here's the thing. We have not liked it when there have been players that have been standoffish before. And I think we're always definitely willing to give Shohei Ohtani the benefit of the doubt because we don't know a lot about him. Who knows what he's like behind closed doors because we don't get let into that part of his life. So if he was being standoffish or being separated from the pack, sure, maybe that's Ipe. And again, they keep painting Ipe as the mastermind here, who was the evil at the center of all of this. And now Ipe was the guy keeping Shohei away from the team. Like, at some point, Shohei has to take a little responsibility for how he interacts with people, no?
So, I mean, I didn't read it as standoffish or, like, unapproachable, just that you had to talk to Ipe first because you didn't know if Shohei
could understand you.
Right. So, like, the fact that there was just somebody in the way maybe made people not handle the situation the right
way. Totally get that.
But it wasn't negative or bad. It was just
a layer
different.
Of that's removed. Right,
but guess
right.
What? He
but
has
here's
a new
the
translator
thing.
Now.
That's what I'm saying. He's got a new translator. And the other part, too, is this is, and again, every situation is different. So we can't say one size fits all here. But like we know because we were here in New York that Masahiro Tanaka, right, of course, would speak with a translator when he was speaking to the media. But everyone knew he could speak English. And not only that, he was one of the funniest guys in the clubhouse. And that was, even that got out. So like, you know, even if you have a translator, it doesn't mean you can't approach your teammates. That's Shohei's choice.
Sure, but we also do have some video evidence of Shohei being, A, speaking English, B, being funny, C, being a good teammate. The Angels shared things. There's a great clip of him, I think, in Oakland, where he got hit by a pitch, and he goes to first base, and he says to the first baseman, I'm getting you next inning. Yeah. Like, so we know there's a personality there. It's like, I read this yesterday as possibly fueling the idea that Ipe was really actually manipulating him somehow. Maybe he's not. And, you know, we have this, I'll present this Nick Saban story now that I was going to get to later. There's this long ESPN article now about how Nick Saban's handling retirement.
Yeah.
And in there, his wife goes, Nick just wrote his first email ever. And for the first time in his life, went to the pharmacy to pick up his prescription. Those are two really simple things that 70-year-old Nick Saban never did because he was an insane football coach. It's possible. So if like that's funny and cool and like quirky, it follows that Shohei Ohtani might have been so focused on being a remarkable baseball player
or just insulated.
That he gave this guy too much access and relied on too many people to do other things for him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we get into that Nick Saban story. That first one is just a straight-up impossibility
to
believe.
The email one?
And also, who retires and then gets into email? Right. You are doing this all wrong.
I don't know. The grandparents are the only people who still email in our family. So
yeah,
I totally
like,
get
oh,
the,
like
but
the number
written
one
an email.
Everyone texts. One thing, you guys were kind of painting Shohei in a Barry Bonds light where he had his own crime. He wasn't like that. He had a different energy than Barry Bonds, who I think was regarded as standoffish.
Right.
He was about, I never got that sense about Shohei.
No.
It just seemed like, I like your word, insulated. He had so much media following him and he wasn't comfortable with the language. I think he was more isolated for other reasons, not because he's a big ego
guy.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. What I'm saying is Shohei also has to take responsibility for that. I get, okay, maybe he was being manipulated every which way but Sunday from Mizuhara. And that's, I think, part of the spin on this story, number one. Or maybe it was true. But you have to be alleging that, again, Ipe was this mastermind who was really trying to isolate him, like putting him in a cult. Like, that's what people do when you want someone in a cult. You isolate them from their family and friends. You become their only way to communicate. Like, we really have to take a leap there. At some point, Shohei can also just be around his teammates. And that's what Dave Roberts is like, oh, now he can be around his teammates. Like, he could have always done that.
See, I don't think that's what Dave Roberts said.
Okay.
He was not saying that he was not there. He was just saying that he's been more personable. It wasn't that, not that he was hiding or not there.
It's a choice, though,
it's just
what we're implying.
But he's two games into this whole Dodgers experience. He just got there.
No, they've
been around for a month,
though. What's that?
They've been around for a month.
Yeah.
And the report comes out that he's being more personable after the biggest scandal of his life comes up. I mean, we got to stop infantilizing, is that the word? Yeah. Whatever the word is. Like, this guy. He's a grown man.
And like on more serious fronts, a lot of grown people get handled by other people in a very negative way, or they fall victim to similar things like this.
Yeah, but that's totally fine. Go ahead, Pete.
He was very measured in his approach in finding a location to play baseball this past year. I mean, we had to sit there and wait for him to basically go through everybody's resume. So he knows a little more than we think, I think.
Or people were telling him to be like that.
No, but he's a grown human being, and after a while, I mean, if you're passing $4 million checks. I mean, that's something that's not just a matter of, I was being a dummy. It's hey, look, there's something going on here. Come on. Yeah, straight it out.
Well, I think there's two reads on this with Ohtani, and this is, I think, part of the like obfuscation or whatever of this story and how each side's trying to get their story out, which is either you believe that Ohtani has been this innocent bystander patsy who was being manipulated by this interpreter to lengths that go into every single part of his life, or you believe that, no, Ohtani is maybe can actually be an adult who is responsible for his own actions, who does have a handle on his own finances, who does have a handle on where he wanted to go in free agency, and who was a little more a person of the world as opposed to a person locked away from the world.
Yeah, but thousands of big-time athletes, thousands have been ripped off by their business managers.
Yes.
I mean, so many.
For many dollars.
For many, many dollars, and they might be the most personable guys in the world. But that's what business managers do. They rip off famous people.
No, I get it. But we had David Sampson, who's the former president of the Marlins, on yesterday.
Who ripped off a whole city, by the way.
Who definitely, he definitely did. And he'll admit that about getting the stadium built. But the thing is, he said he's been around players who have been ripped off. And even he thought $4.5 million was pretty rich.
Oh, that is there. I heard some numbers of other scandals. The players have lost way more.
Did Antoine Walker lose like $100 million? I think
Drew Brees and that diamond thing was $15 million, right? I mean, there's so many stories of guys getting ripped off. They make so much money and they're just gigantic targets.
There's ripping off, and then there's theft. And yes, there are thefts as well. But I think that we can't conflate some of these things. Yes, there are times where guys blow a lot of money, or they sign terrible contracts, or there's weird, weird stipulations in deals. Mike Tyson, those. Don King Kong. Like, yes, that happens. I think it's a lot different when you say this money was stolen from me from somebody who accessed my bank account, and we don't know why he had access, and we don't know why he wasn't informed by anybody else that this money kept going away. But, and they won't answer those questions.
But I think
they don't have to answer them to us, by the way, either.
Yeah, I think business managers have stolen from accounts before. That's happened a lot of times because you give access to your accounts to your business manager, and I think that is always a tenuous situation.
But Ipe is not his business manager. Ipe is not his business manager. He's supposed to be a friend and translator. And someone can tell me why the translator had access to his banking information and how a bank would allow $4 million to go out of the wind and somehow not notify Shohei or his actual financial people, because I'm sure it's somebody that's not Ipe. Until that gets answered, there are going to be questions.
Well, but,
and I'm tired of this guy being infantilized. I can't say that word.
But that's what he's
like, treated like a child.
He's not 2 years old. He's a grown man.
Right, but EJ, like if you're Shohei and you have all of that money in your bank account, and you're making big purchases, the bank is not going to go, something's weird here. That's a $500,000 transfer. Like, that might not be abnormal for the bank to let Shohei Ohtani know that something is going on.
Well, going to one person? I totally disagree with that.
I think that there might be just procedural things here, like, of how do you wire transfer money and, like, authentication that you need to show and things like that, which, again, when you get to be this rich, I have no idea if there's different rules for super-duper rich people than there are for regular people, but... You know, multiple $500,000 wire transfers. I don't know. You would think that a bank would be like, are you sure? Something like
to
that.
To one person, it'd be different if it's like, it's to Ford. It's to Lamborghini.
What if it was to a business manager?
This real estate industry. I say, all right, well, that makes sense if I'm a bank. Some random guy is getting $500,000 every couple of months, and we don't know why.
What if it was a broker or a business person? Like, that doesn't...
This guy's not a business person.
Or his agent. Like, yeah. But the bank's not vetting the recipients of your money.
I don't know. We'd have to have somebody on who really knows. Obviously,
we had David Sampson yesterday who thought it was odd.
He thought it was odd.
And he's not qualified to make that decision just like we aren't either. Because he's not a banker. He doesn't work for Chase.
We should try to get the procedure of a wire transfer. What do you need? But again, I don't know if there's different rules for super rich people than regular people.
You're going out of your way to make that transaction. It just seems off. Yeah. You know?
I mean, that's why it's been the number one story in the country for the last
week. It seems off. You go out of your way to do this. It's not like it's a direct deposit or you're writing a check. Even if you're writing a check.
But a wire transfer is usually based on the amount of money changing hands. At some point, you can't do a direct deposit. You have to do a wire transfer. And again, this is that's just a different world that we don't live in. So it's not going out of your way to do a wire transfer.
All right. So if you're transferring $500,000, yeah, right, twice, wouldn't the bank?
No.
Wouldn't the bank want to check that to make sure it wasn't a mistake?
No.
That you're sending the first, that it wasn't like a duplicate payment.
Well, we don't know they would send back to back.
But
if there's time in between
check
them,
that? I mean, they check if I went to another state to buy a pack of gum.
Is this you?
Banks don't do that. Are you sure?
It's funny though, because how we got back on the Ohtani thing was the Dave Roberts comment that he's been now, like, he thinks that in some way having Ipe out of the way is they're painting that as a good thing, that there's no longer this layer of communication that a person you have to go through to get to Shohei. And I think where this all started again is that's how much do you believe that Shohei on his own could have still had these relationships and got to know his players? Like, that layer is Shohei's choice, I think, is what EJ and I are saying. And you guys are saying you don't think so. That it was just, this is how it was. Ipe is a huge part of his life. He trusted Ipe.
Yeah.
So that's where the disagreement really comes in. We've got to go. We've got to go to break. Thank you. We will have to do our one-hit wonder update next segment. It's a crying shame. More upsets on the way. 855-212-4CBS. Don't move.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Shohei Ohtani,
yeah,
is still in the news, Perloff.
I learned something important today.
What's that?
I do not know what a wire transfer
is. We thought we did.
It's words that make sense. I know what wire and transfer is. I've dawned on me that I've been reading this story and I don't really understand the nature of a wire transfer.
Well, I think we know what they are. We just don't know the exact old TikTok of how do you get one done and how much authentication do you need to get one done, and could somebody else, like, I don't know, Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, manipulate that. So,
well, by the way, you say we know what it. I don't know what it means. It goes straight from my bank account to your bank account?
Yes.
What's the word wire mean?
I don't know. It's just what you call it.
Oh, okay. So what's the difference between it and a direct deposit check? Like, a check means a pay. So it's the same as a check in a sense.
I believe so, yes.
I don't think you know exactly what a wire transfer is either.
No, I just don't know what the distinction you're trying to make is. If check, you send somebody a check, it takes days to clear. I think the wire transfer actually takes a couple days to clear as well.
Okay.
But a check, you write a check and you send it to somebody.
Yeah.
This is a transfer that goes right from your account to another account.
Same, okay, so it's the same dynamic as a check. It's just faster or something.
I would believe so. Bill's in Harrisburg. Maybe he's got our back on this one. Good morning, Bill. Bill, are you there?
Bill, we need you to explain wire transfers.
Okay. What do you have for us on wire transfers?
Well, I don't have an idea what wire transfer is. My question to you, Mr. Berloff, is post 9/11, didn't they put in a law where the banks have to notify Homeland Security of deposits or withdrawals over a certain amount of money?
I think so, but Homeland Security is involved in this story, so that must be why.
Okay, so if they're involved in the story, then it must have been Otani that actually done it.
And well, unless Ipe was posing as Otani.
Right. That's what... Bill, thanks. Sorry, it's just a little loud.
That's sort of the gist of it, right?
They're alleging that Ipe's stealing the money.
Right, yes. So he got the password, which is maybe just guess the password. He spends a lot of time around Otani.
It's Slugger 12345. Bank wire transfer. It's electronic transfer of money. Goes from one bank or credit union to another using a network. Like, it's just an automatic transfer. You knew that.
Well, I kind of knew that.
You're saying you didn't, but you do.
But I don't understand. But it does seem Andrew Bogus was just saying us that when the... it gets too big for direct deposit, you go to a wire transfer.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone keeps talking about all the safeguards on wire transfers. I just think that I'm not quite sure I understand how you move money around at this size. It's not something I've never had to deal with 500,000.
Yeah.
A lot of people are assuming, I've heard a lot of logistics of these deals. And the truth is, I think there's a lot of details here that are important and they're still to be revealed.
Well, yeah. I mean, and what it boils down to is something we've been asking about for days, which is, how did Ipe have this information? So that's a question that Otani did not answer in the 12 minutes. So there you go.
And
we have to get it answered.
I did read, I'm sorry, now I'm confusing with the Diddy case. Was Homeland Security involved in the Shohei case?
Homeland Security was involved in this case, yes, because they're investigating the
wire transfer.
Well, I think also the bookie, right?
Oh, right. So that person had a good point. If the money becomes too big, then it becomes a Homeland Security issue.
It's Homeland in conjunction with the IRS.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. 855-212-4CBS Wednesdays, which means great debate Wednesdays around here. Gonna give you a hint, it has nothing to do with anything we've been talking about. No scandals here. Get to that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.